Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. This is Andy Raymond, Unfiltered. It is Dream Team time. We've enlisted the help this week of Jaden Sewer. It's been quite a journey for this young fella, a Bronco, a Rabbitoh, now a Dragon, but he was originally given a scholarship with another NRL club. Tell us the story, mate. How old were you and who was it with?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, bro. It was, it was a long time ago now. So at the time, I was playing for South Logan, just the junior footy, and they had a partnership with the Canberra Raiders. And, I was only a young fella. I was in all the junior academy stuff, so I would have been about, 12 or 13. And, it would have been just like a little development deal with the Canberra Raiders back in the day. And it was cool. It was, I thought I was the man walking around school saying I got a, scholarship with the Raiders and that. But it was a good time.
You said it was a long time ago, mate. It was. This is your ninth season of NRL footy. How time flies. How quickly has that gone?
Well, it's so scary, eh? Like, I don't think it really hit me until I guess this year when I'm thinking about it. Like, obviously I'm in my last year of my contract, and it's a very important, I guess, contract for myself and my family. And it's crazy. I just turned 26 the other day, so I'm getting on in rugby league years, but it's flown by so fast, man. Like, I felt like maybe a couple of years ago I was playing for Brisbane and making my debut and wake up one morning and, I've played for the Rabbitohs, I've playing for the Dragons now. So it's, they all say it goes fast, but you don't really, believe them until it's, you're in their shoes. So it's, I'm trying to just going back to enjoying the process and, loving every day. And I love it at the moment.
You mentioned it's the last year of your contract, and you blokes, and I mean every single one of you blokes, bust your ass every single day at training, every single game. But there is something special. It's special. It's intense. It's, it's life-defining. When you are in that season where your contract is up, you've got to leave nothing in the tank to show people that you are worth another contract.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I guess getting to the age I'm at now, I'm 26, so I still feel like I've got a lot of, good quality years left in me. And, it's crazy to hear myself talking like that. But, I guess I'm at that stage of my career now where it's very important. And, I've just thrown all my eggs in one basket this year and approaching it, like it's one of my last years. And, I just want to go out there and play my footy and, just enjoy it. Or as I said, just enjoying the process and whatnot. And, what eventuates from that, what comes from that is entirely up to me. So
I love that. Hey, one of the many highlights of your career, no doubt World Cup 2022. Looking back, mate, what a ride. What an awesome ride that was.
Yeah, 100%. I think, probably didn't hit me until I guess all the conversations I have after the World Cup and just seeing, I guess, what we did for our small nation and our people and I guess just seeing how much it means to them, I'm a proud Samoan, I've got, Samoan tattoos. I'm, obviously half Samoan, and just the buzz I got from, I guess, the reception we got from all the rallies and everything that we've seen when we were over there was, man, it was another level. And, you know, I always get emotional talking about it, but it's just something I'll, you know, cherish forever and hold close to my heart. So, you know, hopefully I get to, you know, put on that jersey a couple more times and, yeah, just looking forward to it all.
Two all-time great games in that World Cup, the quarterfinal win over Tonga, which was a two-pointer, the semifinal win over England, which was a one-pointer. Absolutely brilliant. Hey, mate, how did you go coming up with a dream team?
Yeah, good. Actually, I thought about it a fair bit, and I'm sure I left a lot of people out, but well, do you want to hear my one?
Let's start with fullback, mate. Who have you got and why?
Fullback I had, you know, I guess all these names speak for themselves, really, but at fullback I had Billy Slater. Just the love, you know, love the way he competed and he went about it all. And, you know, from the stories I hear, he was, you know, such a student of the game and, yeah, I just, you know, loved watching him.
Student of the game, another way to put that is footy nerd, and every club has got a footy nerd. Who would be the footy nerd at the Dragons? Someone that watches everything, knows everything, is up to date on everything, just lives and breathes it. Is there an absolute footy nerd there, apart from Flano?
Yeah, I'd probably have to say maybe Blake Laurie. He watches a lot of footy. Bro, he's pretty intelligent for a prop, so he might not look it, but he'd be up there.
He's a good man, the big Dapto Canary. What about your wingers, mate? Who have you got on the wings?
On the wings, I had Jared Hayne and Israel Folau.
Wow, there's some talent there. And two guys I reckon we probably didn't even see the best of. Izzy left to rugby union, then AFL. Jared left to NFL. But two guys that are going to get your set started in a real hurry, and two blokes with amazing talent. What about your centres?
Centres, I had Greg Inglis. For obvious reasons, you know, he's a special talent and I loved watching him. You know, I remember always sitting down with my family, having a pizza night, watching the Origin and, you know, what that guy did in that jersey. You know, I don't know if we'll ever see anything like it, but yeah, he was one of my centers. And the other one was Steve Maddie.
Love Stevie Maddie.
Yeah, I've obviously always been growing up, I was watching him and I was a big fan of his. And
yeah,
obviously loved the way, you know, he defended and, you know, I was a big fan of the way he used to hit people. So, yeah.
Used to love calling Steve Maddie games. Hey, Greg Inglis, did you get to play an Origin with him, mate?
Nah, I don't think I was fortunate enough to. I remember the first time I ever came up against him, I would have been like 18, 19, and it was he was playing for the Bunnies, and I was playing for Brisbane, and I'll never forget, I got the ball and I kind of like tried to step outside him and he like picked me up with one arm and just smashed me. And yeah, it was a pretty surreal moment for myself.
Yeah, I bet it was. Okay, let's go into the chirpy, annoying little ones on a footy team, the ones that boss everyone around, the six and seven. Who have you got?
Yep, I have for my six, I had Benji Marshall. He's my favorite player as a kid. Yeah, until I got a little bit older and, you know, I got, you know, the opportunity to play a couple of games with Benji and, yeah, it was, you know, it was a dream come true. You know, I used to have posters of him on my wall and used to idolise him as a kid. So, yeah, he was my number six. And my number seven was, yeah, this is a hard one. There's obviously, you know, a lot of talent there, a lot of legends there. But I had Adam Reynolds. So, you know, I was lucky enough to play a lot of games with Reno and I just, you know, he's a character on and off the field and loved how composed he was and how he is. And, you know, we all see that. We've seen it at Rabbitohs and, you know, we see what he's done with Brisbane as well, turning them around. So he was my number seven.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. This is Andy Raymond, Unfiltered, the Dream Team, and we've got the Dragon, Jaden Sewer. Let's have a crack at the forwards, mate, because this is where the real blokes play. Let's start with Locke, who is in 13.
My 13 was, I had Tamalolo up at 13. Obviously, generation of talent, and bro, in his days, he's still killing it now, but he was a beast, man. He was unstoppable.
A guy that had a huge impact, but also just racked up serious numbers with the stats. Like, had everything or has everything.
My props, I had big Sammy Burgess and big Papa, Josh Papali'i.
Two no-nonsense or no-bullshit front rowers and so important in rugby league. I mean, there's stats and there's a whole bunch of things and there's TV shows and radio shows and podcasts that we all dissect what you need in a rugby league team and how to make it work. But when we strip it all bare, the harder you run, the faster you run, and the more physical the middles are, you win more games. I mean, it's a simple game, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I was lucky enough to share the field with both of them, and just their presence on the field was something special. And I guess I gravitate towards those type of players. And they were both unreal players.
What about your hooker?
I had Cam Smith. Speaks for itself. He's from Logan as well, so he was always getting my pick regardless.
Yeah, that's right. Cameron Smith, the most popular pick in Dream Team. What about your second rowers?
Yeah, my second rowers, I had Sonny Bill Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Gillette.
Yep. Two very good footballers. Now, you're a back rower, and the thing I love about back row and centre to a degree, but the thing I love about back row is none of you are the same. You all play different games. You play to your strengths, and if you play well, it works. And you look at this, Matt Gillette and Sonny Bill Williams, they're completely different footballers, but both, so successful.
Yeah, Sonny Bill, he just had that it factor, and he rolled his sleeves up when he had to, but he could also come up for special play. And he's obviously another one I grew up idolizing as well. And Matt Gillette, when I first started my career, he was, I guess, the man. And he was the Broncos, right back row, and I was coming through, and every training session I'd watch him. And man, just, I guess, his career obviously was cut short, but just what that guy could do on the field, especially, in defense. And, he's not the biggest, back row going around, but, he definitely, could hit one of the hardest. So, he was awesome for me.
Hey, buddy, I mentioned Samoa. I didn't mention representing Queensland. You played four games with a 2-2 record. So far, because there could be more, have you got a standout memory from your time in Maroons? Something that, for whatever reason, just stands out above the others?
Oh, I can't really go past, obviously, winning that, the decider at Suncourt. And that atmosphere was like no other. And, they're the games, I want to get back to playing. And, as I said earlier, I've kind of just thrown my all my eggs in one basket and, want to give it real good crack this year and try and get back to that stage, because it's the biggest stage in the game, and I just want to be a part of it. It was awesome.
Billy Slater, Jared Hayne, Greg Inglis, Stevie Maddie, Israel Folau, Benji Marshall, Adam Reynolds, the forward pack of Sam Burgess, Cam Smith, Josh Papali'i, Sonny Bill Williams, Matt Gillette and Jason Taumalolo. It's always a pleasure chatting, mate. A cracking dream team. Thank you for dropping in. Good luck with the Dragons in 2024, mate. Rip in.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me.
That's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, the Dream Team series, sponsored by Oxworks. Check them out and support those that support us. And while you're in a good mood, reckon it's time you left that 5-star rating on your podcast app. And if you do, it's my shout at the bar. If you leave a review too, well, you can have me for the night, legend.